Hi, everyone. This is Kirby Benish with our church out in Colby. Once again, it's so great to have this honor and privilege to be able to go through another Pray Today with you guys on this final day of August. And the topic that we're going to be talking about today is the unsaved that we know. Now, this could be something that we could just kind of gloss through and just, you know, say some prayers for the people that we know who haven't accepted Jesus into their hearts. But I think if we're really honest with one another, this is a very difficult thing, because more often than not, the unsaved that we know are people that we care deeply for. Oftentimes it's our parents, or maybe it's a sibling or our kids, or maybe it's a coworker or a friend that you just have a great relationship with that you care deeply for, and it burdens you to see them to go through the hardships that they're going through in their life. And knowing that they're doing it on their own, knowing that the saving grace and the love that Jesus has for them, and we just so desperately wish that we could just do it for them, that we could just accept Christ for them so that they could see and understand the hope and the love and the peace that we have through Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. But unfortunately, God has given, in this instance, God has given us all free will. So every single one of us have to make that conscious choice to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So unfortunately, we can't do those things for them. But the best thing that we can do is continue to love them. Continue to love them as Jesus loves them. Continue to be examples of God's love in them. And a lot of times we just do this in the day-to-day as we go throughout our lives and just allow our witness to speak, so that when we endure hardships and we rely on God, those friends, those family members see the peace of God flowing through us. And then when we have these great successes, we see our friends and our family members, or the unsaved that we know, they see the joy of God just shining through us in those times. And so we're constantly and always just pointing everything back to God and just saying what he has done for us. And that we do it in such a way, not to shove it in their face, but in a way of just love, so that they can see what it means to have a relationship with Christ and how it truly becomes the pinnacle of our lives and becomes our very purpose, because we have our lives and our hearts are fulfilled when we have that. And so the thing that it is the challenging part, I guess you could say, is what do we do for them then? And so we continue to be that example. But oftentimes I feel like a lot of us, we, and myself included, as I say this, more often than not, we want to get in this fix-it mode of how can we just do it for them? Or maybe if I just do this enough, or if I'm a good enough example, they'll finally get it. But we have to remember, we're not their savior. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. So he is the only one who can be their savior. But we can always remember and fall back on the most powerful tool in our arsenal, and that is prayer, is that we get the opportunity to pray. You know, I've been so guilty of just telling people who are going through hardships and just saying, you know, I'll pray for you, but I wish I could do more. But I have to remember that prayer is the most powerful thing that I can do, because it's in those times that I fully surrender them and surrender the situation to God to allow him to work in his perfect will, not necessarily allowing me to just come in and fix the issue. And so that's what we need to continually do for the unsaved that we know, is we just need to surrender them to God and trust in his perfect will, in his perfect timing, that divine appointment that he has for them with the Holy Spirit and just welcoming Jesus into their hearts is coming. And we just need to surrender it to God and trust in him in his time. And so knowing that and saying that, will you please pray with me now? Father God, Lord, we are just so humbled and grateful that we have a God that just cares so much for us, that loves us so much, Lord, that you just have that burning desire to just have a relationship with each and every one of us. And Father God, I pray that you just continue to create in us a desire to reach other people for you, to help bring and usher people to you, so that you can make them clean, Lord, so that you can be their savior and that you can become the Lord of their lives. So Lord, will you help all of us to trust in your timing, to trust in your will, and to remember the best and most important thing that we can do for those friends, those family members of ours that we know that don't know you, is that we can pray for them, is that we can surrender them to you and just allow you to work in their hearts and their lives, to reveal a new part of yourself that maybe they have never seen before, to allow their heart to become soft and their eyes to become open and their ears with the ability to hear and to see and to understand you on a greater level that maybe they've never allowed themselves to see you in before. So God, we thank you for always being present. We thank you for always being with us. And we just surrender this all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.